Hey, remember to subscribe and follow my podcast so when I release a new episode, you get a notification. And follow me on Instagram. Yes, King Oliver. I am very active on there. Have a great day and enjoy the episode.
Teen, definitely, like, we were still allowed to, like, go out in nature and stuff like that. So, like, that's really what saved me is, like, going on a hike, like, every day, trying to social distance myself, you know, or whatever. But, yeah, just being outside, like, every single day. And that's, like, still what I have to do no matter what, you know. But I think, yeah, there's something about traveling. I know for me that, like, it resets me in a way. It kind of brings me back to, like, my core, like, values and really seeing life for what it is, because I think we get so caught up in all these dramas that we create, or like these standards, these expectations of like, my life has to be looking a certain way or else I'm doomed, you know, when in reality, it's not that way. It's like your life is your life. You get to create the life that you want. Like, it's almost like a movie, you know, it's all about how you're perceiving it, the types of experiences that you're having, how you're reacting to those experiences. And like, kind of just like the choice to like make the best out of any situation.
So you're a holistic health person, right? So you probably don't agree with like medicines, more so natural stuff. So I've always known this, and I'm sure you know it as well, but there's really no, any disease is man-made through actions man has done. And it, diabetes, Crohn's, dementia, even like, you know, Tourette's, OCD, Asperger's, right? Because it's all part of the brain, which is part of like society and fitting into different energy vibrations, like heart disease, any cancers. They literally are. When you understand why
any your body virus as well
gets these, yeah, even like the flu. When you understand why your body gets these things, forget the name man's given it and the medicine man's given it and how many people died from it. That's not the point. It's why is my body in this state? And there's all, it always goes down to sleep, to diet, to sexual frustration, to not exercising, to not being in nature, to can't find anything in your house, gets cluttered. Like, that's man-made, having a house,
right,
fucking everything for the past in. Like, animals just migrate and they leave their twig where they last were. They don't bring, like, everything with you. As you were saying a moment ago, like, when you think about, you know, we take our parents' energies with them. If you, like, certain things trigger off certain things in the mind and you become that vibration. Hence why it's so important just to keep moving forward. Because if you see somebody, like think of old school friends, then you're going to think of old school friends and then things that happened and then they're going to come into your life. And then before you know it, you're going down the pub with them because you met them and they say, hey, come out, I'm not seeing you in a while. And then you see everyone else and then you're thinking about them. But before you know it, you're going around for a barbecue and you'll be like, you're 16 again. And I'm like, no, I'm not 16. I've moved on. Fuck your barbecue. Yeah, this is not who I am. And literally, yeah, you've manifested these things in your life that just by thought and yeah, and everything like a disease comes from a thought. Like, if you believe hay fever exists, then you're going to sneeze and then take medicine. If you believe it doesn't, then you'll be like, oh, it's just a bit of dust in my room. Mm-hmm. And then your immune sort of gets stronger because you want to counteract any disease. And I do find it amazing how, like, I use caffeine and coffee as an example. If I gave you a decaf coffee and said it was caffeine, then you'll be alert. If I gave you a caffeine coffee and said it was decaf, if you have a weak brain, then you'd be up. But if you have a strong meditative mindset, that belief of this is decaf, it wouldn't affect you, even though it is caffeine, the same as alcoholic beer and non-alcoholic beer. The brain can counteract what it believes is real.
Yes.
But at the same time, like heroin, if I injected myself with heroin, there's no way I can counteract that feeling. But majority of the time, you can counteract most stuff you already believe. Like diet. You know, I get addicted to bag of Doritos because of the lectins in the corn and stuff. But at the same time, there is lectins, which is making me want more. But at the same time, I can override it by focusing on other stuff. It's just, that was just my rant, really.
I agree. I think above all else, our minds are the most powerful. And that kind of comes back to that perspective of like, okay, going outside of the earth, going outside of the planets, this universe, these dimensions, you know, because yeah, at the end of the day, like our thoughts are what creates our experiences. And it depends on like, what are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself, oh, I feel like really sick all of a sudden. Oh, I feel kind of lousy. Yeah, you're attracting more of that. And that's totally something I've used to boost my immune system as well. And many other things, like manifestation is such a thing, because just by thinking that thought, that's going to create inspired action to like bring you closer and closer to something. And what I love most about natural medicine, so I'm studying like alternative medicine, and what I love about like naturopathy or homeopathy, you know, kind of natural type doctors, is placebo effect is totally a thing, like what you were just talking about. The name placebo effect has kind of like almost a negative connotation within allopathic or mainstream medicine, because it's like, oh, well, you know, you just tricked the person, but it's like, but it still worked. You know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, like you still have the result, right? So why would that not be valid? You know, it shows, yeah, the power of belief literally changes your brain chemistry. You know, it's all connected. The thoughts are changing, you know, the plasticity within your brain, creating new neural pathways, which create new actions and new opportunities and new experiences.
Plasticity, placebo, is that why it was called place? Is that why it's called that? Placebo,
that
plasticity.
Again?
You said placebo, plasticity, is that why it's called it?
You know, I'm not sure, but that might make sense. Just because, you know, plasticity is just a characteristic of the brain, how it like it'll move its shapes by like by deliberately thinking like a thought over and over. It will literally change the shape of your brain, so it becomes a lot more natural. So, you know, I'm not sure if like placebo is related to that, but I could see that, because, you know, you're thinking like a certain thought, and maybe that's like kind of counteracting any chemical that you've actually like ingested. You know, and so it's, instead of like going down one pathway, it creates a new one.
I want to talk about the power of having a tidy, ordered house. Like people think, oh, OCD, and then it's like people think if you have every drawer ordered and labeled, like if you were to go around someone's house, get me the scissors. Yep, that's the top drawer, left hand side, alphabetical order. And they'll think you're crazy, because most people have just a cluttered fucking everything's in one drawer. It's like every drawer is just a mixture of everything, right?
Yeah.
And so much brain energy trying to find stuff, and the frustration when you can't, right? And so, like, nature, as I said, you'd leave it where you were, but everything's coming with you all the time. So you need to know what everything is. And having an ordered garage, house, bedroom, whatever, even having ordered spice cupboard in color order, alphabetical order, people can joke about it. But to keep sane in a modern world, which is just full of everything, right, you need to have order. Like simple stuff like on the back of a door, having what's in the cupboard, and then in the cupboard you have it all organized, like a computer system. I have a computer, of course, and I order all my files. They all have a category, for example, podcasts, and then subcategory. So the number of the podcast, the name, it's like category, subcategory, subcategory. Most people's computer, like mine used to be, it was just desktop all over the place. Couldn't find shit, right? And I used to get so angry. And it was like, this is what life is. It's just everyone's thoughts just shat out everywhere. And no one has a clue what they're thinking of, who they're bringing into their life. And like, oh, John's come back to my life. Fucking she wants to see me. And they're just flowing with like, oh, let's go out for dinner. Let's eat. I've already eaten, but I fancy another cheeseburger.
Right.
And it's just like there's no control. No one has any control over their brain. And yet it's like...
And it kind of creates these toxic behaviors.
If you had a box of rats, you wouldn't just open the door and let them out and say, you know, just do what you want. Like, and that's what everyone's doing. They're just opening doors to everyone come in. Bees come in, wasps come in, rats come in. You can shit over there if you want. You know what I mean? It's just...
Right. No, I completely agree. Like, environment is so key. Like, you have to have like a sanctuary where you can go and like the energy is clear, because like the clutter, the physical clutter, quite literally creates a lot of cluttered energy. And like that definitely goes back to like not being able to shut your brain off like when you need to, because you know there's so much clutter and chaos going on there, and that's getting into your mind, and it just starts like getting messy and like you're picking up on like all these different energies without being able to clear it, because you can notice an energy. Like, for example, if I'm like out in public, there's just so much chaos, you know, and sometimes if there's too much chaos, it can really start affecting you. You know, you notice dips in your emotions or whatever, if it energizes you or if it weakens you. But then I walk into like a yoga room, right? Like a yoga classroom where people, like, that energy is so solid in there because people are there to meditate. People are there moving their bodies and moving that type of energy out of it. So just moving from a chaotic, messy place to something very clean, very clear, everything is just very grounded. It's automatically like a, oh, like I can exhale and like release all of it, you know?
You know, for example, you know, they say a dog can smell a tumor, for example, before it's like the doctors even said, right? I can look at people and sort of make an assumption, a prediction that you've got a disease, right? But is it really you have a disease? Because if you think about it, if the doctor doesn't say you've got cancer, for example, then you'd never know that you've got cancerous cells. And then you could die when you're 100 and it never did anything because you didn't know. So it just disappeared in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people who say it have cancerous cells, and then their life physically, appearance-wise, deteriorates. You go to the doctor and they say, yes, you've got cancer, whatever, right? But I could sort of look at people and sort of think you literally have dementia, cancer, blocked artery.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, is that just common sense? But then it's like, well, what is common sense? Knowing that people who drink and smoke and are stressed and have fucked up teeth, that they probably will statistically have a disease. So really anyone can do that. And it's like, well, that is true. But that all comes down to judgment. And if you've got good judgment, it's like, so do you really have a gift or not to be able to predict this? So it's like, so what that's saying is that the majority of people do have diseases. That's what I think it comes down to. Like, I went out today for the first time. Shops have opened for the first time in England. I went out to a sports shop to get a basketball and a football because I wanted the football. I'm looking at people who I don't associate with. They're not my types of people. They're not the same energy as me. I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, like, they're overweight. They've just, they're like, their hair's a mess. And I'm like, their skin's bad. I'm like, Jesus, like, those are the people I grew up with, like, and I changed my lifestyle to get away from, and I'm like, Jesus, and I can feel the energy of the imbalance, like the negative, depressed, slow, angry, just plodding along energy. And I walked in the shop and I'm just looking around, it's like, fucking hell, they're all like robots, the staff are robots, it's just chaos, like the energy, it's so true. Go to yoga room, you feel this peace of like freedom, it's almost like being in nature, not as good, because nature wins every time, but going into a place of negative people in a pub where, you know, when you go into a restaurant and you can feel the service is going to be shit and it's, everything's going to fuck up because everyone's sat there moaning about their 40-minute meal being late. The chef's pissed off because he's stressed. The managers are pissed because the staff are retarded. And the staff are pissed because the managers are shit. And then the waiters and the customers are angry because their food's delayed. And you can just instantly feel, I shouldn't have
feel it automatically
because there's going to be issues. And yet we don't trust our gut.
Yeah.
And then we get angry. Well, you
know, yeah, exactly. And I think kind of like what you were saying, it's kind of easy to like question yourself, like kind of like whatever you want to refer to it as, being like a sensitive person, empathic, or like maybe psychic abilities, when in reality, like these abilities are something that everyone has and they're actually very practical. When you put it into perspective thinking, you know, just like how natural medicine is viewed as like witchcraft or like woo-woo type stuff, when in reality, it's very practical. It's a way of like living with nature. And that's actually what we came from. But I think it's important to kind of remember that, especially if you're kind of a person that is maybe feeling like somewhat lonely or like you're not around like-minded people, because I know like that's something that a lot of people kind of go through, especially when you're on like kind of a spiritual path. I feel like anyone who goes through something like a big transformation, you go through times of feeling like, is there anyone else that can relate to me? Like, am I the only person that kind of is feeling this way? If you're, you know, say in a small town or whatever it is. But I think it's important to just remember, like, you're not crazy, you know, like your thoughts and emotions are very valid, especially when like your intentions are good and you're living like a healthy or like a wholesome like lifestyle, you know, and you're trying to make like a good positive impact on this world. And that's like your intention. I think it's important to remember that, like, no, like everything that you are feeling inside of you, it is valid because it is there for a reason. And it's the inspiration is there for a reason. And you should bring that out because other people out there, they need that. They need to hear, like, hey, it's not that crazy to feel like I'm being telepathic with someone. It's not that crazy to feel that we are more connected than what we are told to believe.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I started this podcast is because I realized that all these awoke people are all over the world, and you tend to like meet them in Bali or Thailand or wherever, and then you go back to your life and then that's pretty much it. And it's like, there's not really... The next part of this podcast will be released very soon. Make sure you have subscribed and notifications are turned on. Stay tuned, everyone.